This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. The Turkish currency has strengthened on global markets, but tensions between the U.S. and Turkey simmer, Ankara raising tariffs, and the Trump administration warning of more economic pressure if Ankara refuses to release detained Americans, including Protestant pastor Andrew Brunson. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said President Donald Trump wants the matter resolved.
Certainly the president has a great deal of frustration on the fact that Pastor Brunson has not been released, as well as the fact that other U.S. citizens and employees of diplomatic facilities have not been released. And we're going to continue to call on Turkey to do the right thing and release those individuals.
Turkey Wednesday raised tariffs on a variety of U.S. imports, including cars, coal, tobacco, and cosmetics. Meanwhile, U.S. Chargé d'Affaires Jeffrey Hovener met with Brunson Tuesday.
We continue our call on Turkish authorities that with regard to his case, as well as the case of the other unjustly detained Americans and the Turkish national employees of the U.S. diplomatic mission, that their cases be resolved, that they be resolved without delay and in a fair and transparent manner.
Turkey's foreign minister, Mevlut Cavusoglu, said Tuesday that pressure, threats, and sanctions only lead to chaos and a decline in relations. He called for dialogue. The Democratic Republic of Congo is using an experimental vaccine to counter the latest outbreak of the Ebola virus that has claimed more than 40 lives in North Kivu and Ituri provinces in the country's east. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the World Health Organization Director General.
This is a very dangerous enemy, and we have to be vigilant, and we have to follow 24/7. And we need to be very flexible in changing the way we tackle the virus.
An earlier outbreak in the country's northwest was declared contained in July. This is VOA News. In Genoa, Italy, firefighters search for survivors and bodies after a motorway bridge collapsed, killing now at least 35 people. Luca Cari, a firefighter spokesman, said it's like working after an earthquake. Rescuers have been dealing with piles of imposing masses of rubble. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said the death toll will rise. In London, a man deliberately drove a vehicle into pedestrians and cyclists Tuesday before ramming into security barriers outside Parliament. Three were injured. The driver, a 29-year-old British citizen, was arrested. Neil Bazu is the Metropolitan Police Assistant Commissioner.
Our priority now is to formally establish the identity of the suspect and establish his motivation if we can. He is not currently cooperating.
In March of last year, Khalid Massoud killed four on nearby Westminster Bridge and stabbed a policeman to death before being shot and killed. Israel says it intends to allow commercial goods to flow back across a crossing point into Gaza Wednesday if the border remains quiet. The ban imposed last month after militants sent incendiary balloons into southern Israel. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis promoted closer strategic ties with Brazil Tuesday in a message to military cadets in Rio de Janeiro.
The United States is thinking long-term in Latin America. In Brazil, we recognize the success and the security of future generations depends on how well we together build trust at every level with our Western Hemisphere allies and our partners today.
Without mentioning China by name, it appears it's an effort to counter Beijing's growing influence in Latin America. Mattis referred to Brazil as a hemispheric neighbor whose values we share politically. The Midwest state of Nebraska Tuesday carried out its first execution in more than 20 years and for the first time did so using lethal injection on its longest-serving death row inmate, Kerry Moore, convicted of killing two taxicab drivers in 1979. Scott Frakes is with the Department of Correctional Services.
The first of four substances were administered at 10:24 a.m. The Lancaster County coroner produced Moore's time of death at 10:47 a.m.
It is the first time Nebraska used the drug fentanyl. It has used electrocution in a handful of cases in the 1990s. A series of primary contests were held across the U.S. Tuesday ahead of November's midterm elections. In Vermont, a Democratic former utility executive has become the first transgender candidate to be nominated for governor. Christine Hultquist will face incumbent Republican Governor Phil Scott. In Minnesota, Democrat Ilhan Omar, the nation's first Somali-American lawmaker, won his party's race for a seat being vacated by Muslim Democratic Congressman Keith Ellison. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.